Chapter 6. Portable Fire Extinguishers. Introduction. Welcome, Tansy. Essentials of Firefighting. Chapter Objectives. Distinguish among the 5 classifications of portable fire extinguishers. Distinguish among the various types of portable fire extinguishers. Describe the process of selecting and using a portable fire extinguisher. Skill Sheet 6.1. Extinguish an incipient Class A, B, or C fire with a portable fire extinguisher. Fixed facilities, such as residences, retail stores, and businesses, onboard ships and aircraft, and vehicles including fire apparatus may all have portable fire extinguishers on location. Portable fire extinguishers are primarily intended for occupants to use on small, incipient fires or on fires in the early growth stage. Firefighters may also use portable fire extinguishers in a variety of circumstances, Figure 6.1. Firefighters must learn about portable fire extinguishers for use on the job, as well as to teach members of the community to use them properly. According to NFPA 1001, those qualified at the firefighter eye level must know the following about portable fire extinguishers: fire classifications, risks associated with each class of fire, operating methods of portable fire extinguishers, limitations of portable fire extinguishers. The firefighter eye must be able to select the appropriate extinguisher for the size and type of fire. Safely carry portable fire extinguishers. Approach fire with portable fire extinguishers. Operate portable fire extinguishers. This chapter describes the various types of portable fire extinguishers, how they are rated, and how to inspect them. Also explained are the steps involved in the selection and use of portable fire extinguishers. Now what? Let's get learning. Lesson 1. Outcomes. Distinguish among the 5 classifications of portable fire extinguishers. Classifications of portable fire extinguishers. Portable fire extinguishers are classified according to the type of fire that each is designed to extinguish. They are often suitable to extinguish more than one class of fire, while some are only designed for a particular class of fire. There are 5 classes of portable fire extinguishers to match the 5 classes of fire: Class A, B, C, D, and K. Portable fire extinguishers are identified by the class letter or combination of letters for which the extinguisher is rated. The 3 most common combinations are Class ABC, Class AB, and Class BC. All new portable fire extinguishers must be labeled with the appropriate letters and/or symbols. An extinguisher should be used only for the fire type as for which it is intended. The appropriate portable fire extinguisher to use on a given fire depends on what is burning. Certain extinguishing agents are only effective on certain classes of fire or fuels. Class A and B extinguishers are classified with both letter and numerical rating systems. For example, a common-sized extinguisher, such as the multi-purpose extinguisher rated 4A20BC, should extinguish a Class A fire that is 4 times larger than a 1A fire, extinguish approximately 20 times as much Class B fire as a 1B extinguisher, and extinguish a deep-layer flammable liquid fire of 20 square feet, 1.8 meter tau, in area. It must also be non-conductive, so it is safe to use on fires involving energized electrical equipment. The ratings for each separate class of extinguisher do not affect each other. The classification and numerical rating system is based on tests conducted by Underwriters Laboratories, UL, and Underwriters Laboratories of Canada, ULC. These tests determine the extinguishing capability for each size and type of extinguisher. Table 6.1 compares the ratings of each class of portable extinguisher. Portable fire extinguishers are identified in 2 ways. One system uses geometric shapes of specific colors with the class letter shown within the shape. The second system uses pictographs to make the selection of the most appropriate fire extinguishers easier. It also shows the types of fires on which extinguishers should not be used. Table 6.2 compares the 2 identification systems. More information on extinguisher ratings will be provided in the following sections. Class A. Class A fires involve ordinary combustibles such as Figure 6.2, textiles, plastics, paper, rubber, wood. All of these fuels can be extinguished with water and water-based agents like Class A foam. Dry chemicals will also extinguish fires fueled by Class A materials. Class A portable fire extinguishers are rated from 1A through 40A. The Class A rating of extinguishers is primarily based on the amount of water and the duration and range of the discharge used in extinguishing test fires. To calculate the water capacity of a Class A extinguisher, multiply the number in front of the A by 11 TORC 4 gallons, 5L. For a 1A rating, 11 TORC 4 gallons, 5L of water are required. A 2A rating requires 21 NOMER 2 gallons, 10L, or twice the 1A capacity. Freya rating requires 33 4 gallons, 15L, and so on. Class B. Class B fires involve flammable and combustible liquids and gases, figure 6.3. Agents used to extinguish Class B fires include carbon dioxide, CO2, dry chemicals, and Class B foam. Flammable and combustible liquids and gases include alcohol, lubricating oils, gasoline, liquefied petroleum gas, LPG. Class B portable fire extinguishers are classified with numerical ratings ranging from 1B to 640B. The rating is based on the approximate square foot, square meter area of a flammable liquid fire that a non-expert operator can extinguish using one full extinguisher. The non-expert operator is expected to extinguish 1 square foot, 0.109 meters, for each numerical rating or value of the extinguisher rating. Class C. Class C fires involve energized electrical equipment. Figure 6.4. Water and water-based agents conduct electrical current and cannot be used on Class C fires until the electricity has been shut off. Class C extinguishing agents will not conduct electricity, which makes them suitable for electrical fires. Once the power supply has been turned off or disconnected, firefighters can treat the fire as a Class A or B fire. Fire extinguishing capability tests are not specifically conducted for Class C ratings. The Class C rating confirms that the extinguishing agent will not conduct electricity. The Class C rating is assigned in addition to a rating for Class A and or Class B fires. To determine extinguishing ability, check the Class A and or Class B rating. Class D. Class D fires are those involving combustible metals and alloys such as Figure 6.5, titanium, lithium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, magnesium fires. Magnesium fires can be identified by the bright white emissions during the combustion process. Some common uses of magnesium are in cameras, laptops, luggage, metal box springs for beds, wheels and transmission components for automobiles. Class D dry powder extinguishers work best on these types of fires. Do not confuse dry powder extinguishers with dry chemical units used on Class A, B, and C fires. Only use extinguishers that are rated for Class D fires, whether liquid or powder, to extinguish metal fires. Test fires. Test fires for establishing Class D extinguisher ratings vary with the type of combustible metal tested. Testers consider the following factors during each test: reactions between the metal and the agent, toxicity of the agent, toxicity of the fumes produced, and the products of combustion. Time to allow the metal to burn completely without fire suppression compared to the time to extinguish the fire using the extinguisher. When an extinguishing agent is determined to be safe and effective for use on a combustible metal, manufacturers include the application instructions on the faceplate of the extinguisher. They do not give a numerical rating. Class D agents do not receive a rating for use on other classes of fire. Class K. Class K fires involve combustible cooking oils such as vegetable or animal fats and oils that burn at extremely high temperatures, figure 6.6. Firefighters may encounter these fuels in private homes, commercial and institutional kitchens, and industrial cooking facilities. Wet chemical systems and portable fire extinguishers are used to control and extinguish Class K fires. Class K-rated extinguishers work because of saponification. Saponification converts the fatty acids or fats in the following oils to a soapy film: vegetable oil, canola oil, peanut oil, other oils with little or no fatty acids. A fire in a high-temperature combustible cooking oil unit such as this one would be labeled a Class K fire, courtesy of Stephen A. Stokely, Senior and Midwest Kosher Deli, South Bend, EN. Wet chemical agents containing an alkaline mixture, such as potassium acetate, potassium carbonate, or potassium citrate, suppress the vapors and smother the fire. Agents capable of extinguishing a fire from a deep fryer using these light oils with a surface area of 2.25 square feet, 0.2 meter, meet the minimum criteria for Class K rating. Key terms: Class A fire, fires involving ordinary combustibles, such as wood, paper, cloth, and similar materials. Class B fire, fires of flammable and combustible liquids and gases. Class C fire, fires involving energized electrical equipment. Class D fire, fires of combustible metals, such as magnesium, sodium, and titanium. Class K fire, fires in cooking appliances that involve combustible cooking media, such as vegetable or animal oils and fats, commonly occurring in commercial cooking facilities, such as restaurants and institutional kitchens.